بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on contentment, chastity, restraint, moderation in lifestyle and expenses, and disapproval of begging unnecessarily. So the last few days we're doing the last part of this chapter, begging unnecessarily, those ahadith that come under this part of the chapter. We explain also that the beauty of Islam is such that one side it encourages spending, one side encourages charity, it encourages sadaqah. Give as much as you can, and person can afford, the more he gives, the more Allah Ta'ala will give him in reward, in return, and the more he will find on the day of Qiyamah that this investment that he gave, small investment, but it grew so big, and it's waiting for him there. When his eyes close, he'll appreciate all that investment that he made. The investment of this world, it can crash, it can go down, there's a chance that he'll make something, there's a chance that he won't make. The investment of Akhirah, there's no doubt, absolutely no doubt, that it will be preserved for the person and it will be in a much better condition. The rewards that will be yielded are much higher than the investment and the capital that he put in. So we explained that there is the one side where Islam is encouraging charity, but there is also that chance, looking at it holistically, that there may be abuse. When you got people that are being encouraged to give, there may be the potential of abuse where you're going to get now the poor people taking advantage of the situation and everyone going and asking the rich, because it's only showing us how to give. So therefore the beauty of Islam is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also gave us warnings for asking, warnings for begging, warnings for unnecessarily asking and unnecessarily begging. And under this we'll explain there are a few masail. One is, a person has the value of money that makes him liable for zakat. So when he is liable for zakat, then automatically sadaqatul fitr and qurbani become necessary. So he's got the nisab of zakat, automatically sadaqatul fitr and qurbani becomes necessary upon that person. Then you get another threshold. That threshold is where a person doesn't have the amount of zakat. He doesn't have the zakat amount, but he has over and above his means, over and above what he needs, his necessities. He's got over and above his necessities, and it amount comes to more than the amount of the value of zakat, but it's over and above, it's just his basic needs. So then in this situation what happens, a person has to make qurbani and he has to give sadaqatul fitr, but there's no zakat due on him. And then there is the third level, the third threshold. That threshold is where a person has got enough for himself and his dependents for one day. He's got enough for himself and his dependents for one day. Now it becomes haram to beg. Now it becomes haram to go and ask people. Enough he's got. So we find that today, unfortunately, Allah Ta'ala may save us, that when you people get in the habit of begging, that they got more than enough for one day. Sometimes they're holding a loaf of bread in their hand and they got so many other things, and yet they got so much of money in the pocket, but they're still asking. So here it's important to understand that person must only need, yes, if the next day comes now, if he's already got for today, he can't ask. And the next day comes and he doesn't have, then again it becomes permissible. But to ask for days in advance, that is something that is not permissible. So here we read the different ahadith that show us that the harms of begging. So today, an Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man asabathu faqatun fa'anzalaha bin nas lam tusadda faqatuhu, wa man anzalaha billah fayushiku Allahu lahu bi rizqin ajilin aw ajilin. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who is afflicted with poverty and presents his needs to people will not be relieved of his poverty. What a strong word. What strong words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person is poor, but he takes his poverty and he presents it in front of people. You help me, you help me, you help me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this person won't be relieved of his poverty. He may be getting money, but he won't get relieved of his poverty. That poverty will remain. And because he's asking people for simple things, his eyes and his mind and his nigah is gone off Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Automatically even the big things also he'll turn to people. The next part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the one who presents his needs to Allah, Allah will grant him his sustenance sooner or later. Person, instead of going to people now, he turns to Allah, he cries, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when he goes and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will give him either sooner or later. Sometimes it will take some time, but definitely Allah Ta'ala won't disappoint such a person. Why? He took his need and he put it in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Not that we should look down at any person that is begging, but we make dua to ourselves, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ourselves, that Allah Ta'ala saves us. On one occasion, one beggar had come to the Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. So this lady came and she started begging and crying that I don't have kafan for my child. Child passed away, I got no kafan money. So the Mufti Mahmud Sahib took her 50 rupees and given that woman. So the students around him, they said, Hazrat, you know that she's making up a story, and we also know that making up a story. This is India and a lot of stories like that come. So how are you still took out the money and gave this woman? So the Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah, he said that when I saw her, I made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I could have been in her position and she could have been in my position. Allah ta'ala made it such that he made me in this position and he made her in that position. Out of shukr to Allah ta'ala, I took this money and I gave it to her. That Allah, you saved me from being in that position. In other words, not to look down at any person, but at the same time a person should know, and we should also educate people that Islam is not a religion of encouraging begging. Unfortunately, this is what it is. People think that Islam is encouraging begging, where so many ahadith we have seen. What happens to a person who begs and the harms of begging? May Allah Ta'ala save us, give us the tawfiq of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our needs. And Allah Ta'ala really is the one that will fulfill our needs. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.